Greetings to you, listeners. Thank you, Carolyn. Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto, number two, second movement. It's just gone noon o'clock here at WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. You are listening to Radio Zeke, broadcasting live from the studios of WMFO on the Tufts University campus, here literally on the border of Medford and Somerville. So greetings to all of you, wherever you may be. We'll do some name checks in a minute here. To start off with, I will do what is legally required.
I'm probably okay to have before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Thank you, NHTSA and the Ad Council. And just take this from me. Do not drive drunk. It's just never a good idea. And like if you're sort of halfway drunk, just, you know, call one of these venture-backed vampirical operators, and they'll happily take you to wherever you want to go, and you'll get there. In studio today with me is Mr. Casey Harris. Let's get some vocal checks here.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. That's
can
Mike. Hold on. Yeah, okay. Let's have a guitar. Okay. All right, and let's have a voice again.
Check one, two.
Okay,
hello,
all right.
Hello.
Casey Harris is finishing up at that musical institution.
No, we don't talk about that.
Yeah, no, we do a little bit. Okay, yeah, he's a Berkeley cat, and but we're not going to hold on against him. And in fact, there's like a lot of real fine Berkeley cats out there, as we all know. But for some reason, I can't seem to get my vocal. Oh, yeah, I know. All right, there we go. That's a lot better. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, he is a major in I guess production. I mean, you told me the reason you wanted.
Yeah, it's professional music, kind of an in quote. So music business and American roots music.
And you hail from what part of the country?
I lived all over, but I came from California. My family's out there now.
In Fallbrook, if I'm not mistaken.
Carlsbad. So okay.
North of San Diego, south of San Juan Capistrano. That
yeah, it's a nice place. I get
burned
back
out
there on occasion, and I really enjoy it.
Were there any fires there this season or no?
It wasn't that bad for us this past year, but it's gotten close before. My family's had to evacuate before,
yeah,
and it's always an interesting experience.
When I was a college student, my folks moved from White Plains, New York, in between my freshman and sophomore years, out to San Diego. So I used to spend a lot of time out there, up Julian, you know, Carlsbad. I drive around in the backcountry, which is beautiful.
It's really fantastic. No, yeah. I love it out there.
Now you've requested, okay, for those of you who are not actively familiar with how Radio Zeke works, I try and drag innocent victims such as Casey Harris off the street, hand them a guitar, which they probably have never seen before. Or if they have seen a guitar, then I'll hand them something like, you know, a Glockenspiel or something that they do. And then I'll force them to perform. And
now
then
I'm intrigued.
You viewers all around the world, viewers, I should say, because you are really trying to imagine what it looks like here in the studio. So you are viewing this in your mind. You can, of course, then respond on social media and ridicule, or you can occasionally even applaud these guests. I've had a whole bunch of goodies. Casey Harris fits into that mode. I'm going to describe him very briefly in the world of Americana roots music. He plays stuff 30s on up, meaning the 1930s on up. He's got a real beat-up guitar, which he will describe in a minute. What is this guitar?
This is a Washburn. I actually got relatively recently. It's gotten these scars pretty recently. I have another main guitar is a Gibson,
right.
And I found I was just playing it too much and beating it up too much, so I had to get another one to kind of take the load off.
Right.
So
this is a triple O.
Surprisingly, aged very fast.
Yeah. Well, see, that's like a double O peg head type guitar from the 50s or so.
They made like this hybrid series of their old turn of the century guitars from right. And the Washman's been around for a long time. So yeah.
Let's just hear one chord here, and then I'm going to. Okay. All right.
A couple chords.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to start off with a song that. You didn't request, but that's how this typically works. The musical guest will, you know, give me a couple of things, and then we'll talk about them, and then he'll play his own or her own. But this particular one you didn't request, but I'm going to play it anyway because it's a great song.
If I listen long enough to you, I'd find a way to believe that it's all true, knowing that you lie straight face while I cry. Still I'd look to find a reason to believe. Someone like you makes it hard to live without somebody else. Someone like you makes it easy to give. Never think of myself. If I gave you time to change my mind, I'd find a way to leave the past behind. Knowing that you lied straight face while I cried, still I'd look to find a reason to believe. If I listened long enough to you, I'd find a way to believe it's all true. Knowing that you lied straight face while I cried, still I'd look to find a reason to believe.
Leaving that unresolved chord at the end, there's a great Tim Hardin off his first record. Actually, that song later covered by Rod Stewart, of course, and I think he went to number one with it. That's a great and evocative, nice short song. And it's only got two verses, and it says what it needs to say. All right, Mr. Casey Harris,
you're a
lyricist, guitar player. You want to do a song that I've heard you do before, just out of the blue? Can you do that Utah Phillips song to start
off? Rock, Salt, and Nails?
Yeah,
let's see. Yeah, I haven't done this in a long time. I give it a whirl, though.
All right,
I give it a whirl.
Okay.
Let's see.
All right, let's see.
On the banks of the river, where the willows hang down, where the wild birds all warble, with a low moaning sound, way down in the hollow, where the water runs cold. It's there I first listened to the lies that you told. Now I lie on my bed and I see your sweet face. The past I remember, cannot erase letters you wrote me. We're written in shame, and I know that your conscience still echoes my name. Now the nights are so long and sorrow runs deep. To sing, too lonesome to cry. Now, if you ladies were blackbirds, if you ladies were thrushes, I'd lie there for hours in the chilly cold. If your ladies were squirrels with them high bushy tails, I'd fill up my shotgun with rock salt and nails.
I've heard you do that a couple times around town, and you do a very credible version of that Utah Phillips song.
Thank you. I haven't done that in a long time, but that was fun to reach.
I always try and ambush people. Why don't you play me another one? What do you got?
Oh, sure. Do you want to hear? Let's do one of mine.
Yeah.
I
got your CD here too.
Yeah,
can people get in touch with you?
The album's now online, so you can just go buy it wherever you get music. Also, I've got an Indiegogo campaign that I did
for another album.
No, for that album. And I think you can still actually pre-order like CDs and stuff on there.
While you're tuning up, you want me to play? You go ahead, play something live, and then I'll play another one off the CD.
Okay.
Okay. All right. What are you gonna play?
This is a song called "If You Never Wanted This." This is off the album.
Off this album. Okay. Okay. Let's do it.
In my festering mind, you sit, and I can't help to think that if it would have happened differently, we could have worked it so it fit. Well, if you never wanted me, if this was just a drag, if you never wanted this, why didn't you save us both the pain? There you're standing, spinning lies, while excuses hit the floor. You felt this way out from the start, why didn't you say it all before? Well, if you never wanted me, if this was just a drag, if you never wanted this, why didn't you save us both the pain? Take my blame, I won't be free of the guilt that's mine to hold. But you sure as hell better take what's yours. I ain't a goddamn fool. But if I never wanted you, this was just a drag. If I never wanted this, I could have saved us both the pain.
There you go. when did you write that one?
That one's a couple years old now. I tried to, when I did this album, I tried to make a conscious effort to put newer tunes on there, but there are a couple crept on that were a couple years old, or that a little bit older than the rest of them, and that's one of them.
I'm going to play another one off your record here.
Oh, okay. What are you going to put on?
What's your website, by the way?
CaseyHarrisMusic.com.
All right, and that's a good place to start.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
I'm going to play this one is Wasteland Blues. I'm just going to play that one. Ready?
Yeah.
This is off his CD, Mr. Casey Harris. Casey Harris, off of his self-titled initial CD, which is called, shockingly, Casey Harris. Who was on that piece?
So that was me and my band. That was Daniel Lennon playing guitar, Joel Soldati playing on the bass, Riley Hoover was playing on the other guitar, And Jack McChesney was playing on the drums.
So you just wrote it and sang, that's all?
Oh, no, I mean, I played guitar as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's...
So this is a guitar-centric, like, guitar battle type of...
Yeah. There was a... That record's a five-piece.
Where was that recorded?
A place called Dimension Sound in Jamaica Plain. Dan Cardinal did it. Yeah. He's a phenomenal talent. He's been doing it a while, and with good reason. He's real good at it, so... It was a lot of fun. We did the whole thing in 2 days.
Yeah.
I just went in and played some music and recorded it.
You know, I presume you know Jonah Tolchin.
I don't.
Oh, really? I might play one of his. All right. So, but I am going to play this one right here, which is a Tom Petty song that you kind of requested, Time to Move On. Any particular thing you like about this song right here? Other than it's Tom Petty. Petty.
Like, there are a lot of his songs that I really... That mean a lot to me. I just picked it because I was a big Tom Petty fan. He was, for me, Tom was the first person I ever knew what a songwriter was. You know, I found him when I was pretty young, before I really got engulfed in music. And in my mind, he was this sort of archetypal songwriter. And I never really established in my mind what that was. And so, he's one of the very, very, very few people, musicians that kind of carried through my whole life from back then, and every time I'd revisit him, I would just have so much more respect for his ability to his skill at the craft. And when he died, that was
a bummer.
That was a bummer. But no, I wrote a little something up about it when he died. But I think I was like 3-4 records into the day when I found out.
Yeah,
and I put on this album. And I've made it to this song, which is the third track on the album, and then it really hit me. We don't have Tom Petty anymore.
as ever, the eloquence of Mr. Tom Petty, proving that you don't need a lot of chords. In fact, you don't need a lot of chords.
You don't need a lot of chords. You don't need a lot of words. You just
bring it.
No, it's concise. Gets the job done.
Yeah, just bring it. You know,
exactly.
All right. Hello to all you listeners. This is Radio Zeke. I'm Zeke Duckworthy, your host. My guest today is KC Harris, late of somewhere out on the West Coast, Carlsbad, California, if you're keeping track. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hello to you if you happen to be in San Diego or Manhattan Beach, where I know somebody's listening right now, or if you happen to be in Chicago, Illinois, Nashville, Tennessee, where I know people are listening right now, Austin, Texas, San Marcos, Texas, Lubbock, Texas. Got a few people who have seen me perform down there, and they seem to like to tune in here. Kiel, Germany, Cheshire, England, Paris, France. I'm just going through the places where I know for sure people are listening
right now. That's fantastic.
Bristol, Rhode Island, perhaps. That one I'm not sure about, but it should be. And Cape Town, South Africa. Okay, Mr. KC Harris is going to grace us with another song right here. What might that be?
Do you want a faster song? Do you want a slower song? I'll let you pick.
Give me a meaningful song.
One?
Yeah,
okay,
give me a song that's going to go for the heartstrings.
Oh, okay. This is a newer one. This one isn't on the record, but
what's this one called?
We'll figure it out, or we won't.
Okay, live in studio.
Breakfast at the Franklin Spa. They got a lot of little boats round here. I was thinking about the waitress with the long blonde hair. They got a lot of little boats round here. I had the same clam chowder three nights in a row. I knew how it was gonna taste. Had the same shitty IPA three nights in a row. I knew how it was gonna taste. I guess folk music don't sound the same no more. And the skeletons hang like rags. I'm pretty sure I saw Elvis walking there. And the skeletons hang like rags. Band was cooking right next to the bar as the ghost of little Walter roared. I swear I've never heard Sting is that good as the ghost of little Walter roared. Well, it's probably alright. At this point I've lost count. Well, it's probably all right. We'll figure it out, or we won't. I'm taking the mega bus out from South Station, right on into New York City. I guess we all gotta go a little crazy sometimes, right on into New York City. The mayor of McDougal Street's been dead a long while, but I swear I still hear him sing. Walking through the villages, playing abandoned for years, but I swear I still hear him sing. Well, it's probably all right. At this point, I've lost count. Well, it's probably all right. We'll figure it out, or we won't. It's another long night on
Wesleyan Ave. When you walked in through the door, I still think about it on occasion sometimes. When you walked in through the door, across the table I don't have much to say. We're a country away next to the shore. It's been over for a while at this point. I'm a country away next to the shore. Well, it's probably all right. At this point, I've lost count. Well, it's probably all right. We'll figure it out. Or we won't. Eating breakfast at the Hampton Inn. I don't need no more company than this. I stopped thinking about the waitress with the long blonde hair. I don't want no more company than this. Don't the graves look happy today? Better you than me. Don't the silence sound real nice right now? I guess it's better you than me. Well, it's probably alright. At this point I've lost count. Well, it's probably alright. We'll figure it out. Or we
live in studio, my guest, Casey Harris, doing his song We'll Figure It Out, which will be on your next record, I presume.
Yes, sir, it
and,
will.
and you're thinking about engineering that right now. All right, I'm going to play a song right here because it fits with what you just played, and it also fits with what we were talking about, Jonah Tolchin. Well, I play this one, which is a live version of Thousand Mile Night, and you listen to it. See if you can figure out a distaff influence, meaning a female influence. All right, here we go. This is Jonah Tolchin.
coffee burning on the inside. Motel waitress looks good from the left side. Kokomo clouds rolling like a freight train. Drunk on miles, spun on black rain. I'll be moonlight rattle on the dash. 1,000 mile night, gonna make it last. A mile now, mobile to Michigan. Old radio plays, but nobody listens. Old radio plays, but nobody listens. Old radio plays, but nobody listens.
Yeah, baby. Jonah Tolshan live right there. Couple years ago, and he's talking about how the waitress is looking good from the left side, and he's on the road. So this is part of the country that you might be familiar with, Mr. Casey Harris. My guest here in studio at WMFO is Mr. Casey Harris, who's got one record out, working on another one. What do you want to play here?
I think got a little Miss Patti Smith queued up.
Oh, okay. I in fact do. Yeah.
Do you want to do that, or do you want me to play one?
I'll play Patti Smith here, because why not?
Oh, any you don't even need an excuse.
It's a great song right here.
That is.
Take me now, baby. Here as I am. Pull me close. Try and understand. Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed.
That's the one and only Patti Smith with her co-write because of night. She just actually did that down in West Virginia as a memorial song for her departed husband, Fred Sonic Smith, late of the MC5, which is a band that I know quite a bit about, having lived in Ann Arbor when they were active.
Patty's got one of my favorite voices in the world.
She's
very ethereal, but it's got claws.
You think? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, in the same way that, not the same way. I mean, Sharon Van Etten's got claws too. She's a totally different voice. Patti Smith is just a really fine poet. Yeah. I know people who don't like Patti Smith, but
that's
nobody.
Okay. Some people can be wrong. Yeah.
Well, okay. But the point is, they don't like her because of something. You know, it's nobody is indifferent to Patti Smith, you know.
No, I think that's the way you want to be.
Yeah.
As anyone who makes something.
Yeah.
If you find there's a lot of people in that middle ground, you're probably doing something wrong.
The haters got to hate. Well, you know, no, I mean, you could be, you know, like Bruno Mars, everybody loves that kind of stuff. He sells 8 million records a week and, you know, but there's nothing wrong with Bruno Mars or, you know, but, you know, if you're making a statement long term, you know, that's like a different, you're playing in a different ballpark altogether. Yeah. Are you going to play a song right now that called?
This is called Come My Way. This is another new one.
All right, hit it.
If you come my way, don't you think you're leaving town till your debt's done and paid? If you come my way, they'll lay you out to dry in the beds you made. If you come my way, well, it ain't the best for you if you come my way. That's what's the matter, we live a real fast life. I heard him say I got a divorce all because of my wife. Since you left, salvation just ain't the same. The art songs are dead, I've still got 4 weeks in hell. The wildlands were in flames and I wished her well. I burnt my clothes, then I raced off towards the sun. If you come my way, don't you think you're leaving town till your debt's done and paid? If you come my way, they'll lay you out to dry in the bed you made. If you come my way, well, it ain't the best for you if you come my way. Jumped me at the border as I was walking west. They melted down my sword and she took the rest. I told her it's not supposed to sound like anything. She replied, I don't believe in God. I said, that's alright by me, but doesn't Revelation sound real exciting? She laughed for a moment while she stared me dead in the eyes. If you come my way, don't you think you're leaving town till your debt's done and paid? If you come my way, they'll lay you out to dry in the beds you made. If you come my way, well, it ain't the best for you if you come my way. Lock up the barn before the horses leave. Home is the sailor far off at sea. Home is the hunter who is far off on the hill. With drawn pistols at dawn, I went and killed the drover. You meet somebody and it's already over. I wanna sing, but I worry I got nothing new to say. If you
come my way. Don't you think of leaving town till your debt's done and paid? If you come my way, they'll lay you out to dry in the bed you made. If you come my way, well, it ain't the best for you if you come my way. If you come my way.
Mr. Casey Harris with his live in studio rendition of Come My Way. I'm going to play another song here that you didn't request, but you might like. This one's by an artist who is still with us, very, very rarely performs. Her name is Sybil Byers, what's called I Lost Something in the Hills.
Your tears and the last past years when I pass through the hills. Oh, what images return. Oh, I yearn for the roots of the woods, that origin of all my strong and strength. Something in the hills. I lost something in the hills. I grew up in declivities. Others grow up in cities where first love and soul takes rise. Times in my life when I felt mad and deprived, and only the slopes gave me hope. When I pass through the leg-high grass, I shall die. Under the jessamine, I shall die. In the elder tree, I need not try to prepare for a new coming day. Where is it that fills the deepness I feel? You will say I'm not rubbing the hood, but how could I hide from top to food that I lost something in the hills. I lost something in the hills. Oh, I lost something in the hills. Now I lean on my windowsill and I cry, though it's silly. Dreaming of off and away. Oh, I know far the west these hills exist, marked by apple trees, marked by a straight brook that leads me wherever I wanted to. Well, I lost something.
That's Sybil Byer off of her home-taped, not intended for general release record, which did eventually come out because her daughter found the tape. It's called Color Green. That particular song's called I Lost Something in the Hills. She's evocative, of course, of Leonard Cohen and Nick Drake and again, all by herself. She's a great lyricist, so she sort of belongs in this session here. Mr. Casey Harris, my guest live in studio, is going to play another song. Which one is this?
This is called You're Making It Real Hard.
All right, let's just hear it.
Well, I wish I could say that I went and broke your heart. And I wish I could say that the beginning is the hardest part. But like a lot of things in life, it just gets harder the further that you get from the start. I guess most of this is your fault, but that doesn't seem to help it anyhow. And you're making it real hard not to hate you right about now. Sometimes in life some good comes right along your way. But that's only to remind you that those things in life are never here to stay. The sooner you get over that, the sooner you can get along your way. I guess most of this is your fault, but that doesn't seem to help it anyhow. And you're making it real hard not to hate you right about now. Don't feel like picking up the pieces. I wanna leave them all there on the floor. Don't it sound just like old time music when it's creeping out from underneath the door? It's like happenstance and second chances are things you used to hear about before. I guess most of this is your fault, but that doesn't seem to help it anyhow. And you're making it real hard not to hate you right about now. And I'm making it real hard not to hate you right about now.
There you go. That's Mr. Casey Harris, one of his numerous original compositions that have been played live for you here, live from the WMFO studios here in Medford. You've been listening to Radio Zeke. We've got another couple minutes here. It's 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Zeke Duckworthy. Sometimes I actually play the same venues as this dude right here.
Yeah, well, we're both lucky. I get to run into you.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, yeah, we're probably going to do that again, I imagine. All right, we're sort of winding down to the end of the hour. I'm going to close out by playing one of your final requests, which is a John Prine song. But before I do, since we're going to actually run that right to the end of the hour, let's talk about, you know, literature and lyrics and poetry and stuff like that, since that's obviously where John Prine lives and that's where you kind of live.
Yeah, a little bit. Songwriting is just, it's an interesting medium. It's not like anything else, really. It's got its own set of rules. One of the many numerous reasons why I love this John Prine tune, well, I love all John Prine tunes, but the reason why this one kind of sticks out especially for me, and a lot of other forms of literature, whether it's whether it's a novel or really any kind of form of art, whether it's a novel or a film, you've got fiction and nonfiction. You know, you got two separate aisles. And with songwriting, you don't really have that distinction. And I think this song really illustrates that pretty well.
This is Lake Marie. My guest has been Casey Harris, and you can find him at caseyharrismusic.com. Is that correct? And please do. Where's your next performance around here?
Sunday. This Sunday, me and the band are playing in Cambridge at Plowing Stars. So come on out to that, 4 to 6.
Yeah, that's a great thing to do. I will be there.
And, fantastic.
Come on out.
I'm excited.
This is Zeke Duckworthy, Radio Zeke. Thanks for listening. And here's little John Prine for you.
Many years ago, along the Illinois-Wisconsin border, there was this Indian tribe. They found two babies in the woods, white babies. One of them was named Elizabeth. She was the fairer of the two, while the smaller and more fragile one was named Marie. Having never seen white girls before, and living on the two lakes, known as the Twin Lakes, they named the larger and more beautiful lake, Lake Elizabeth. And thus the smaller lake that was hidden from the highway became known forever as Lake Marie. We were standing, standing by peaceful waters, standing by peaceful waters. Many years later, I found myself talking to this girl who was standing there with her back turned to Lake Marie. The wind was blowing, especially through her hair. There was four Italian sausages cooking on the outdoor grill, and they was sizzling. Many years later, we found ourselves in Canada trying to save our marriage and perhaps catch a few fish. But whatever came first, that night she fell asleep in my arms, humming the tune to Louie Louie. Oh, baby, we gotta go now.
We were standing, standing by peaceful waters, standing by peaceful waters.
The dogs were barking as the cars were parking. The loon sharks were sharking. The necks were narking. Practically everyone was there. In the parking lot by the forest preserve, the police had found two bodies. Nay, naked bodies. Their faces had been horribly disfigured by some sharp object. I saw it on the news, the TV news, in a black and white video. You know what blood looks like in a black and white video? Shadows. Shadows! That's what it looks like. All the love we shared between her and me was slammed. Slammed up against the banks of old Lake Marie.